Now, WBTM's Health Beat with Catherine Davis.
In today's world, where we can go anywhere on the globe with relative ease, the same can be true of all sorts of germs that can cause deadly diseases. Dr. Michael Osterholm is the founding director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, or CIDRAP, at the University of Minnesota. In his new book, Deadliest Enemy, he says the germs that could end up causing the most damage are not Zika or Ebola, but ones we're all too familiar with.
The king of all infectious diseases has to be influenza. We've had a number of pandemics where a new influenza virus emerges out of the bird population and is now able to not only be transmitted to humans, but by humans. And when that occurs, often the disease is very severe. We are just as vulnerable to an influenza pandemic today, and the vaccines that we use routinely are virtually 1940s models of vaccines, and we've done little to improve upon it.
Dr. Osterholm says the second biggest threat is our overuse of antibiotics, which leads to an army of mutated germs that are now antibiotic resistant. To learn more, find Dr. Osterholm's book, Deadliest Enemy, wherever books are sold, or check the University of Minnesota's website at cidrap.umn.edu. That's cidrap.umn.edu. To replay this or other Health Beat programs, go to wbtmdanville.com and click on Behind the Mic. For WBTM's Health Beat, I'm Catherine Davis.